guten Erev Yom Tov. I was the one who told about Tefillah that there shouldn't be Tachnun today. The emes is that by Rav Eliashiv Zatzal, all the years I used to go to daven by him, they taka didn't say Tachnun because the Slichus was after Alois, started after Alois. And Mimela, there's no mokum to say Slichus. Andra Halton, that if you start Slichus, really Be'etzim, everybody should not be saying Tachnun, because by the time you say Tachnun, it's already Oyer Hayoim. The Teretz is, Mishabur brings down Wasaymich that you start Bashmeiris, and then like Basu Tchila Sudas Liman, we go by the beginning of the Slichus. The beginning was, but even that's not so poshut. Not was muskum by everybody. Some held, goes by when you're saying the Tachnun. Then we stretch that. Okay, if you start saying it before Nates, so if the Olam started saying Slicha, 6:30 today, Kemen Efsha, Kemen Machen. It's not Meruvach, Kemen. But if you're starting Slicha, Erev Rosh Hashanah, 7 a.m., that's like the sun is, it's not even L'chatchil Shachas, it's Man Shachas. You passed already L'chatchil Zman Shachas. And Rambam Zman, Tefillah is Nates. Mashma from Rambam davening after Nates is b'di'evit. It's b'di'evit. So you're davening, you're starting Slichas by a b'di'evit. It's already after the Tchila de Gizman for Shachar itself, Rosh Hashanah. What do you want to hold on to now? You're holding on to a string not to say Tachman. Elamai is a chfotm. To fool yourself, Erev Rosh Hashanah, does the chanit. Tachman wissen. I started saying Slichus after the L'chatchil de Gizman of Shachris, Erev Rosh Hashanah. I was thinking this morning, because the first Slich I said this morning was about 3:15 a.m. So I was thinking, maybe I should talk and say the end of the Slichus with the Tzibu. And I was thinking, what's that? Chtav Matzel sein, Tachnun? Man, it's best is it's an emes, we know the truth. We say Slichus 7 a.m., Erev Rosh Hashanah. We have to learn properly today. If the late Slichus is there in order that the Olam should be good oiskishlofen, so you could take a learn and accomplish, then it's all worth it. Torah is the best ischayr. So if taka, it's going to be a knack at the good day of learning, then it's worth it to say Slichus. Shlomi Goldstein asked me a shayla this morning. I actually answered him probably about 2:30 a.m. Before I said my first Slich, I answered your shayla. He has to be, he's making a siyum on brachas. He wants to know if the oilam can, whoever comes to see him, could eat those that are noyik to fast. Because today the chayim slicha. Chazal tells a third of the averis on mischaper today. Third, before I say it's true. It's an early bird special. A vestish from them. The veld runs for early bird special. They got $100 off day camp. There's a lot more valuable today. It's a lot more valuable. You know how people feel afterwards? Shucks, I didn't get the early bird special. The hind is the early bird for your life. Hang on for your life. This is the third shlish avoinis chazal told us today. Before Asos Meitshuv even came in the door, shlish. I have all cheshmen that it could be it's even a bigger madrega than that, but that's not for now. But lamaisa, the value of today is tremendous. He asked me whether they could be. So it's different than the tainus b'chur. Very different. This is different than Tainas Bechirim. The Maaser Pchaim used to make a Siyam, Erev Rosh Hashanah, and he taka din fast. His Siyam was on half of Shas. That's how I got find a Siyam. He had a Siyam on half of Shas. Taka din. By the way, by Reb Chaim also held like that. If you daven late, you should not be saying Tachnun. The same thing. Meaning in the Modra Alocha, that's the right thing to do. So they, Reb Chaim and the Stipler held that if you make a Siyum, Erev Rosh Hashanah, then you could be Mevatel the Minig. Unless you mamish Makabel by Mincha. If you Makabel by Mincha yesterday, then Taka, even with a Siyum, you shouldn't. And that's Taka Rabin Sina B'Shol Paskins in the Ur Latzion. Gerade the Abiyahimah holds that even if you Makabel by Mincha, you could eat by Siyum. He holds, the Kabbalah was only if there's no Siyum. Das mitzvah. Reb Yankov held a svara that the tainus of Erev Rosh Hashanah is fazich, tshuvaton. So it's not like tainus b'chayrim trying to make a zecher for the. So that you shouldn't look for etzes. But again, if by eating erev Rosh Hashanah the day is more productive, then that's a chamur kedai. Chayodim holds like that also, meaning if it's going to help you learning, avade. But today is a day arayin sechad, and that's why I don't want to mayrich erev Rosh Hashanah. I want the oilim to use the day properly. It's a very today is a very valuable day, very very valuable day. Just be oimer on the nekuda on the Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham wasn't a storyteller. You understand? The Mogen Avraham didn't have time to say stories. Mogen Avraham was the Poisek Achron and Arachayim. He wrote a sefer like a Rishon. Right? Halacha kamoisei b'kol makom. I sometimes will schwitz. If there's a shver Mogen Avraham, I'll schwitz till it makes sense la halacha. Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham lived 45 years. Total. 45 years of Mogen Avraham's life. He was an Oni Ve'evian. The Mogen Avraham lived in the same door as the Shach. Rabbi Sapesi could give us the exact dates, I'm sure. But I believe that the Mogen Avraham was born 15 years about after the Shach, approximately. He died. The Shach was born 15 years before the Mogen Avraham. And the Mogen Avraham lived a little longer than the Shach. The Shach lived 41 years. Could you imagine? The two Noisei HaShulchan Aruch, can't even call them Noisei Kelim, Noisei HaShulchan Aruch, died in the 40s. It's hard to believe. They both wrote Svarim that if I was Mishayer with my try to write such a sefer, I can never do it, but if I, Lo Yetzirah, I was able to write such a sefer. Take me 1,000 years. I can't do that 2 weeks before my kids chasna, make a cute sefer. It's hard to believe. Hard to believe. They have a lot of commonalities, the Shach and the Mogen Avraham. Even in Mahalach HaLimud. The Shach got the Mogen Avraham his first Dayonis. This is Rosh Av Bezin. He learned with Klein Kindle, like Hilu, he was the Mogen Avraham, and then it became Misparsim that he's at least amongst the Kindle, as a Ken Gut Leonan. So then he got the first year Magen Shia. But he was there for Moni Zera. But then he got already a first year Shia. But then the Shach came to the city, visited the city. The Shach came, visited the city. And the Shach asked the Kasha. And one of the Talmidei Mogen Avraham gave him a knacker to get out. And the Shach said, who's your Rebbe? It's the Mogen Avraham. He stayed there to make sure he becomes a Reish HaBezin. The Shach got him. But they both had difficulty. You can't even imagine the difficulty of their lives. Can't even imagine. It was under the Cossacks, the Kozakim. The Mogen Avraham, at age 18, both his parents were murdered. Pemoyenov. Mogen Avraham. So you can imagine, he's nifter in the 40s, 45 years old. At 18, he was already a yosem. His parents were murdered. He lived by news that the Chidushei Mogen Avraham, he wrote with coal that he wrote on the walls of his house. Shaya. And we have excuses. Called Torah now. Rebbe, I can't learn today. I said, didn't go so well last night. The date wasn't as good as the date before. I'm not this, my whole thing, I'm no Yeshiva Das. That's what you've had the Mogen Avraham. So Mogen Avraham doesn't have time to say stories. But in Hilchos Shofa, Simen Tov Kuf Pehe, so to Mogen Avraham, I'm Maisa. So more than a ma'ise, Mogen Avraham should say a ma'ise. Mogen Avraham sagt a ma'ise. Mogen Avraham says that there was a time that the Baal Tekeh wasn't able to blow. Lo yuchal l'tkoya. Zogt to Mogen Avraham that when he couldn't blow, so they flipped the shofar around. They flip the shofar around, and he says, "Pam lo yuchlu litkoy." This was by the Maril. So the Baal Tekeah flipped the shofar around, and he started talking into the shofar. He spoke into the wide part of the shofar. The koraboy aposuk v'inoya. V'shuv yuchlu litkoya. Ad kan devir ha-mogen avon. Apel devir. This is what he took. He took some coal to write this on the walls. Was ist schon, was ich mit damals. Der Dogum Revova springt da rein, was heißt, hefzig, broch up, the Dogum Revova jumps right in, takes a full dive, deep dive. What's going on here? It's a hefzig. He made a broch up, the Shofar, noch dann sagt, der Psyke mal rein in Shofar rein, was ist das? Dogum Revova says, das geht nicht. Nira Lizok der Shazelio Bitkias the Mumid, he already had to blow, otherwise it would be a hefsek. Bitkiashim Yushiv, Memela, for that it would be a hefsek gomo. Veloima Mikul Sechatkia. Ain ze skula beduka. Even though it's a skula to say the Pasuk of Inayim, it's not a segula beduka. It's not a proven segula to say it's not a hefsek. That's Adkan Divri Hanoi de Behuda. This Noida B'Yud itself was a Pella. If we were learning Halacha now, we would go into, we take a deep dive into this Dogol Mevola. What's the Afa Skula Beduka? What is this? Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos that you can't do a Skula Shein Beduka? Mach the Maizis for them. Gvila Turi is a Skula Beduka. What's even? Mach Hori Afa Godol Hazeh. That the Noida B'Yud jumps on this. What's going on? How could you do such a thing? Gradr of Shlomo Zalman has a shayla. Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal Milcha Shlomo has a shayla. Somebody makes hamotzi, and he can't eat because he made a neder that he only eats after he says Zechveisu Yetchem Kodesh. Whatever. Some people have such a minik. The Sfardim they say a halba machzo of Yom Kippur before they eat, right? So he made a neder. He says these things before. So obviously, normally he says it before he washes, but he forgot. He made hamotzi lechem in Oretz. And now he remembered, oy vey, I didn't say my suyat cham kodesh, I can't eat. Could he say it now? It's a tzarech achila. L'chayr, it's no worse than gvilaturi, give food to the dog, to the ox. In America, zakman the dog, for sure in Lawrence, zakman the dog. Right? Gvilaturi. Right? As I zakta. So if Shlomo Zalman, you're getting your kapors before, don't worry, we're taking care of it. So if Shlomo Zalman zogt, it's not like Gvilaturi. Because Gvilaturi, the words themselves are a tzarech suda. It's not your own neder. I made a neder that I'm not going to, that's not called a me'inyan ha-suda. Kemen danzain and these words that the Mogad Avraham is talking about. Could be that's why the Dogel Me'avava is not. But again, I'm just giving you food for thought. You could think about it and be mefalpul and talk about it. But the bottom line is, as I state in Dogel Mervava, what was the Mogad Avraham trying to teach us here? What was he trying to teach us? Forget why this Pasuk is a skula. That's maybe on Rosh Hashanah, I'll talk about this. What was the Mogad Avraham trying to tell us, this Pasuk? In Tekiah Shofar, he's telling us about this Pasuk. So uncharacteristic. Anybody who learns the Mogad Avraham knows that this is like the first time I saw this, I was a young Bacha. Before I even went to Eretz Yisrael, the first time I saw this Mogan Avraham, I almost fell off the chair. I thought it was a misprint. So I'm going to tell you a machshove that I feel has a lot to do with the avoda that we have to work on. Avoda Hayoim. Really, hachon of aser shemitshuva. We know there's a lot of contradictions with the Yom Adin. What's the Yom Adin? When is the Yom Adin? In the davening, in the Musaf, the Mashmois of the davening, is that we all get judged on Rosh Hashanah, and we all get Chosum on Yom Kippur. Right? Rosh Hashanah Yekusevin, V'yem Tzim Kippur Yechosim. That's the Nusach HaTfilah. That's we daven, that's how we Azoit Nehem Menon. On the other hand, we have a minig Yisrael that we tell people tonight, L'shono Toivo, Te Kosei, V'sei Chosei. Not like we daven. In the davening, we say, B'yom Tzim Kippur Yichud. Does anybody tell you, L'shon Tov V'Tikosev? No, they say, L'shon Tov V'Tikosev V'Sechosev. That's our minig, right? That's what people say. L'maisa, it's not poshut. That minig that we have, from the Gemara on Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph, is mashmetz. It's taka the wrong minig. Because the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph. Rosh Hashanah Nidoinim. And then the Gemara brings down B'yom Kippur Yechaseimun. And the Gemara says, what the Mishnah says, Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, Kitanim Asnidon B'tchilas Din Komayi. So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Tezayin Amar Aleph is mashma. That taka, there's a, like we daven, B'yom Tzim Kippur Yechaseimun. That's the mashmas. But then you turn the page. Om Rav Kasbidoy, Om Rav Yechana. Shlois is form niftochem Rosh Hashanah. And over there it's mashma that nobody is written on Rosh Hashanah inside on Yom Kippur. Nobody. Not even one. Tzadikim gemurim nichtovim v'nechtomim la'alto l'chaim. Tzadikim have a ksiva v'chasim etoyim. Which is probably that Gemara is the mocker of the people who say, right. Rishoyim gemurim nichtovim v'nechtomim la'alter l'misa. Rachmona l'tzlan. Beinanim teluyim v'oimdim. Doesn't say nichtovim. Teluyim v'oimdim. So the mashmois of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is that nobody is written on Rosh Hashanah inside on Yom Kippur. Nobody. There is no such a bria. There's Rishoyim, there's Tzadikim, they, Taka, get finished on Rosh Hashanah. And the Beinanim are not dealt with. They're Kluim. That's it. So how are you Mefasha this Tira? So the Gon, by the way, the Gon, Taka, holds that you don't say tonight, L'shana Toiva, Tikosei V'Sechosei. The Gon out not does it. If you look in the Gon and the Bira Agro, this is in the Shulchan Aruch. Biurei Agro, he brings down the Kosev. He says the Shloisha Svarim. He says Gzar Din Shalom Ein Achsim Ela B'Yom Kippur U'Mastiton B'Kol Adamayri. Everybody, Tzadikim, Rishoyim, Beinanim, everybody is Nechtovim B'Rosh Hashanah V'Nechtomim B'Yom Kippur. According to the Goyen, the davening that we have, the Nesana Tekev, that's all. That's the way it is. Everybody is written on Rosh Hashanah and signed on Yom Kippur. And that's why Be'etzem, the Nusach of Ksiva Vachsima, L'shon Tov, the Goyen says, no, it's not the right Nusach. L'shon Tov, the Kosev. What do we do with the Gemara on Tezayin Amid Beis? Toises on Tezayin Amid Beis, there's a famous Kashol to Rishonim ask, Vos haste, Tzadikim Gemurim, Nechtov, L'Halt, L'Chaim, plenty of Tzadikim die? Rishon Gemurim Nechtom Lemisa, playing Rishon live. Fashidna Tirutz. The Ramban and Sharagomu and Zeran, they say there's something called Oisei Din, Tzadik Oisei Din. You understand? O.J. Simpson was not guilty. He was guilty as guilty comes. But Oisei Din, he wasn't guilty. Back in the civil case, he was guilty. God. Yeah. In all the other cases, he was guilty. And in reality, he was guilty. But boy, Satan, at Mr. Ma'alena, the Snishke Goybt, he didn't believe it would happen to him, that he'd be not guilty. Probably he was shocked. But Lamai says, he's given an Erev Yom Kippur. That year, whatever it was, Nun Gimel. Whatever it was Erev Yom Kippur. I've been seeing. We walked in Erev Yom Kippur in Shul. It was the old house, Sigven Dalton, and the oilum was bepachei nefesh. Was the gate on him? It was just he felt an evil sadin. You felt an evil sadin. People felt like this is crazy. Where's lesdina v'lesdina? What's going on here? So mamash, I walked into mincha. V'oyu shushan avoicha. So I decided I have to say a couple of words. Remember? I spoke right after Mincha. I gave a clap, a chabeh b'sazon. I said, Rabbi Isai, you remember? I said, "Begate the Heine and Kippur yet." Asido asa midas arachmim as O.J. Simpson of Mizaki given at Lahadol of Avdolus Yisrael Kedoshim Eimo. We're gonna have a zikri. We're gonna have a gevaldige zikri. That's a given mine, and people thought it felt good. It made them a different perspective. Obelamais is the adin from Oisay Din, and that's how the Ran and the Ramban learned. But Oisay Din comma, but Tosis is not like that. Tosis says it's a Olam Haba. It's a gzar din on Olam Haba. When it says tzadikim gemurim nechtovim v'nechtomim, it's Olam Haba. Rishoyim gemurim nechtovim, it's Olam Haba. As I said, Tosis. The Goyen understands that that's taka pshat. Between tzayin omen aleph and tzayin omen beis, no stira. Nechtomim v'nechtomim, beninim kluim, all of that. That's all Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh is kol adam nichtav b'Rosh Hashanah v'nechtam b'Yom Kippur. As if I state the Vilna Gaon. And that's why the Gaon goes with Shitas Tosfos. He says, that's why tonight you don't say L'shon HaTov v'tikose v'seichose. Just tikose. Okay. This is a side note. But what's pivotal to understand, why is there a psak din on a person's nechtam v'nechtam on his Olam Haba? Yet, what? This is what all the Rishonim do. Rishonim has this already on Shitas Tosfos. And every year, another one. You have 120. And that's so important that we have to take care of it on Rosh Hashanah. What's the tzach though? I hold likdo. It's a likd in Tosfos. And the Goyen is paskin like Tosfos. Or Yisoid Godel Moed. And this connects really to the whole idea of Tekiah Shofar. The whole idea of Tekiah Shofar. Tekiah Shofar, Chazal tell us that it's mamish maske akedas Yitzchok. It's an unbelievable thing that Tekiah Shofar is maske akedas Yitzchok. As the Rambam says, Avad, the ikir Tekiah Shofar is Shmir. Sayin halacha and sayin machshava. The main part of the shofar is what you take from it, what you hear. What you hear from the shofar. That's the ikel. Right? The question is, what are you supposed to hear from the shofar? The shofar is enough that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu oymin b'kisei din v'yoshev al kisei rachman. What's so special about the shofar? So I think you have to go to the first aisle. The first aisle by Akedas Yitzchok. Akedas Yitzchok ben Avram. What's the Dalton given? Avram Avinu did the biggest sacrifice imaginable. I shouldn't say imagine. Biggest sacrifice? That's not imaginable. It's not imaginable. Avram Avinu was Oikid Benoi. But not Stam Oikid Benoi. He reached a level where he wanted to do the Akedah. He made Asay Ritzoyncha Ritzoynai. When the Malach called out from Shemayim and said no, he should have made a Baruch Shem Petrari. He didn't do that. He said, what's going to be now? Should I take out some dam? After it was canceled, Vayisoyno Vayar Vinei Ayil Achad Nechaz Basfach Bekarnov. That's even a kleinigkeit. That was a small thing. There was a ram there. This is the part that everybody could do. Who can't shecht an ayil? As long as you know hilchos shechita, who can't shecht an ayil? There wasn't l'chayre, there wasn't 1 ounce of mesiras nefesh in that. Not only that, fakelt, it's a kishlep to the akedah. At least something happened there. And that's pashtus on a very falsha. Superficial, with superficial and false go very much together. Right? I love when people tell me they have a superficial emes pshat. That's a stira b'nei ubei. Not only is a stira b'nei ubei, it's dvar Hashem boza. The Torah is superficial. Because you're too lazy to be maimik in dvar Hashem. have a superficial pshat, shitchi yistik a pshat. Shitchi yistik a pshat in the Rebbeinu Shel'olam. What kind of narishkeit is that? What kind of chutzpah? It's a chutzpah, I hold. It's a chutzpah. I always remind Olam, Reb Dov Schwartzman was mechanech me, that you don't have a right to say a falsh svar. This is the Eibishter's Torah. He used to say, who gave you a right? Somebody would tell him a svar. Who gave you a right to say that svar? This is Hashem's Torah. Who gave you a right? Right? Halavai, that's the way we should learn. I had a Musa Haskell, Tovshin Nun Beis, when we started the yeshiva. It wasn't right away, but it was a couple of years later already. One of my very choshev talmidim was giving a chabur. Very, mamisha, taka adam choshev. Choshev talmid. Ken Gut Launen, Paul Kishrin, Ken Gut Launen. I walked into the Beis Medrash, and all of a sudden he's quiet. I'm walking by him. I said, no, keep on going. He's quiet. You remember the story? I go, no, please, I want to hear. He says, no, I don't want Rebbe to hear. I was taken aback. He says, because I know that this is not, Rebbe's going to just, destroy it. I want to say it. So I'm waiting till he's waiting for me to leave so he'll be able to say it. I can't wrap my head around that. So I don't understand. You don't want to hear, if there's talk of something wrong with it, you don't want to hear? He said, I guess not. So whose Torah are we learning? You're a comedian, you want to say a line, you don't want somebody else to ruin your line. Ich verstehe. I understand, you don't want somebody else to ruin your line. Das herich. I have a good joke to say, please don't mess it up for me. Das ist Torah. If somebody's walking in and you think, Lav Davke could be, I would listen to him and I would have to schwitz to understand what he's saying. Could be he was saying Gevaldik. That's not my point. My point is on the tzad that I would taka shlug it up. And he'd be maskim. So why wouldn't he want that? The Teretz is das nicht this. Das ist nicht der Eibisch des Teretz. Ich sage Achabuche. That means it's a scary thought. You could be learning Teretz Hashem and you really have no interest at all in truth. That's why a lot of times you see people that are more competitive. They come over, they argue with Sfora, they're fighting. That's not Torah. They're fighting Mahavul the way they would fight on a football court. It's their personality. They're not, you can tell as they're fighting, they're not even listening to what, hello. Listen. No. It's a country. It's Torah Hashem. The pastor says that when Avram found the idol, Nechaz Besvach Bekarnov, doesn't mean a pastor Zach, anybody could do it. But we missed the boat. If you look at the Malach tells Avram Avinu, Davka after the second time, after the idol, Yan, Kiosisos, Adovo, Azeh, Kivorech, Avorechicho, all the brachas were given to Avram, not after the Akedas Yitzchok, after the Shechitas Ayel. What's Tutsach though? And that's Takah on Rosh Hashanah. Instead of being Mazkir the Akedah, instead of being Mazkir Avram being Mala Benoi Alam Izbeach, the parts that were real Mesiris Nefesh, we blow a shofar, which was the Ayel, which wasn't Mesiris Nefesh. Hayitoch. The Teretz says, Rabbi said the line that I just told you. The line that I just told you, which is, what are you living in this world for? Are you living to serve Hashem? Or do you have ulterior, everything is artificial? Today it's artificial intelligence. It's artificial, Avedas Hashem. You're not really serving Hashem. You're culturally from, and could be you're culturally a Ben Toyda. And it could be culturally you're a Machmir. It could be culturally or a maker, whatever, doesn't matter. But you're not serving the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. If you go teich nimei nafshei, you go into your soul, are you really, is everything you're doing, you're thinking for Hashem? Is that what it's there for? I had a rude awakening this year. Rude awakening. Azaycha Baruch Hashem, I have three sisters. I'm a ben yochid. Mamish, noshim tzidkonius. They're mishamish, my parents, be'emuna. Mamish be'emuna. It's hard to find such children. My parents have one son. It's not hard to find such a son. But my three sisters. But this year, my mother's shvacha. She have a fush lema. And there's certain things I could do that my sisters can't. So I come into the house. My mother, excuse my mother, wakes up. It's a wake up. It's a wake up. So I realized, Vos vil de Eibishter for me. It's a mitzvah veres. I'm the only one that could do that. My sisters could do other things that maybe I could do, but I don't do. But they could do it. This only I could do. So middle of the day, I had an awakening, and I said, this is my mitzvah veres. I was fooling myself till the middle of this year. I was thinking, I have to answer shilas. I have other things. Shiurim, big deal. People could give better shiurim than me. Answering shilas, people could answer shilas better than me. I'm the only one that could do this for my mother. That's Tos vil de beit ha'elam for me. So a lot of times I miss shiur. I'm by my mother. Tonight I'm going to have all my kinderlach, my enoglach. I'm having part of my suda by my mother. I'm going to make kiddush and go to my mother. Das ist meine. Das will der Eibishter von mir. It's scary because I could have easily fooled myself. Baruch Hashem, I had an awakening this year. But if not, I could have still been on the same schedule I used to be. Stop by a couple of minutes here and a couple of minutes there and a couple of minutes there. Ich bin a Rosh Yeshiva, ich bin a Rov, ich bin a Dos, ich bin garnished. Ich bin a Neved Hashem. My job is to serve Hashem. What does Hashem want from me now? Hashem doesn't need my krumas for us and lulavagos. There's plenty of people here that could say better krumas for us than me. That I've seen. I'm not the krumas guy here. But from the krumas, I've been ganz glad. I'm not glad. I'm the only one that could do this. So that's what Sumamish, I'm telling you, Rabbi Yisai. The last couple of months, don't binich. I don't answer shalos. People call me. I'm by my mother. Too bad. This is my mitzvah veras. Tos vil de Eibishter. And every now and then I meet a Baal HaBos and I say, wow, the Rav is such a tzaddik. See, always going to your mother. This is my mitzvah veras. If I'm trying to tell you, I'm sharing with you, it's embarrassing for me to say because I didn't do it till this year. Damn, my mother didn't need me as much. But when you take a step back and say, Vos vil de Eibishter, what's my avoida? Who am I living for? Avraham Avinu wasn't just he'd get up to be Moshe Nefesh. Avada Samadrege. But Avraham Avinu was living for the Rabbeinu Shalhel. And when the Akedah was cancelled, he didn't have time even to absorb the unbelievable nest, the Hagoyim Elachayavim Toivis, that now his son is alive. Bincha, Yechidcha, Sherehavta. He didn't have time. He's being Oyved Hashem. Where's my aisle? What can I do now for the Rabbeinu Shalom? That was canceled. He didn't even make a Baruch Shepetrani. He didn't make Hagoyim Elachayavim Toivis. He didn't make a Sudas Hoidor. There was one thing Avraham did. That's the godless. More than the Akedah. Akedah was a moment of Mesiras Nefesh. More than the Akedah was what happened when the Akedah was canceled. The Akedah was canceled. By Avraham, you couldn't cancel his Avodas Hashem. That's where he lived. That was his address. His address was, I'm living for a Rabbeinu Shalom. There was an Akedah, just got canceled. Okay, next Avodas Hashem. Vayar, v'nei'ayel achad nechaz b'sfalka. That's our Avodah. Our Avodah is, on our level, to realize, to look into our lives and to say we're here to serve the Rabbeinu Shalom. And everything we do needs to upgrade. If we look at it from that perspective, even the things that we do that we feel is good, the things that we do that we feel, are we really doing it as Oyvdei Hashem? Our learning would be different. You know how emes our learning would be? You know how emes your svaris would be? If you were learning and you said, I want to know, I'm doing this for the Rabbeinu Shalom. Ich soll will sagen as vor. And you get older, it gets worse, because then you will get Mashiach. It gets, you understand? When you're Bacha, you just want to be the smart Alec who got you the last word on your Chavrusa. Your Chavrusa goes, psh, the guy's a knacker. He's pretty good, Taka. When they call me Ben Fishtuchma, I'm going to say he's pretty good. But that doesn't go away. Then you get old, you everything you do in life could be meluvish, could be dressed up in all different kinds of things other than Avodas Hashem. This is something you always have to work on. Ichtuus Fader Ben Shalel. And that's Meir Einayim. And that's what we, on Rosh Hashanah, that's the aside of the Tekiah Shofar to be Mazkir the Ayil, because the Ayil is what brings out more than Mesiris Nefesh. The Ayil brings out that we are 24-7 Oivdei Hashem. That's our job. That's our job. That's our job, and that's Rosh Hashanah, that's the Zayim Tchilas Masecha, that's our awakening, is that we serve the Rebbeinu Shem. Because otherwise, I'm telling you, Rabbis, I hate to be so brutal, but if I'm not going to be brutal today, when am I going to be brutal? So I don't like to be brutal, but I have to be. If you don't do this, every day of your life could be fake. Could be one big fake out. And you can feel very good about yourself. You're an actor. Yavodas Hashem is an actor. Your life is a movie. Rather, you play the frum guy. This guy plays, he's a chosid. He plays, he's a briska. He plays, he's a telzo. He's a dizefta. He's a ruven bocha. Everybody has a part. But who are you serving? If you're serving the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, ki ato neiri, that will enlighten everything. When Klai Yisrael built the Mishkan, so Moshe Rabbeinu gave a bracha, Shetishra Shechina. V'inoya amumasi edenu koinu aleinu. V'asik v'en a bracha, alaf v'edin. What was the bracha? Hashem already said. V'asuli mikdash. Hashem already gave the bracha. The Teretz says the Mishkan was just a dugma. The job of a person is that the Shechina should be shuya b'soy choy. The job of the Mishkan is that you're, in your own life there's Hashuas Hashchina. In your home there's Hashuas Hashchina. Moshe gave Klai Yisrael a bracha that Nishno v'shachanti b'soichoi. Not only is it going to be v'shachanti b'soichom in the Mishkan, Moshe gave them a bracha shetish v'shchina b'maisi yedeichem. V'inoyam u'masi yedeinu koinen oleinu zokte mogan avrom dosi given the maisi by the Tekiah Shofar. Which pasuk did they say? Masi yedeinu koinen oleinu. That everything we do should be for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Dosi given the pasuk that was the pasuk that they said into the shofar. The Mogan Avraham is enlightening us what the real message is. What the real message is. Olam Haba is not just the next world. Olam Haba is this world. How do you live here? Do you live here like an Olam Haza person? Or do you live here like an Olam Haba person? And that's something that every Rosh Hashanah, because everything else is misgalgal from there. And every year Rosh Hashanah, the Eibishter makes a klor accounting. Who are you? Shabbos is Olam Haba. What's mean Shabbos is Olam Haba? He's still here. I live on 82 Forshay Road, Shabbos, same place. I don't have a different address. But Teretz says, yes, Shabbos, everybody's mailed themselves to be B'nai Olam Haba. You've heard it from me many times by Siyumim. This you say. Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Lo Olam Haba. Chelik, because you have a stock. You're a stockholder. It's not who you are. Kol Hashoyin Halacha is b'chol yoyim. Elikt in them. He lies in Halacha. He lives according to Halacha. Then he's a Ben Olam Haba. He's here. He's a Ben Olam Haba. That's how he's living. That's our job, Rosh Hashanah. Our job, Rosh Hashanah, is to look at our lives and to say, to be honest, and to makabel on ourselves. That we want to live a life, we want our lives to be dedicated to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And that's even what's scary is that even our Ma'asim Tovim need that wake up call. Even our Ma'asim Tovim, even our learning needs a wake up call. What are we doing it for? What's the tachlis of it? And if you have that, that will enlighten everything that you do in life. Everything you do in life will get enlightened by this nekuda. Is all zoiches, and you should all be zoiches to go baruch hoysel hakadosh baruch hu baruch hoysel v'lachta bedrochov. Should be zoiches to all become gedolei Torah yirei shemayim. Should be zoiches to aksiv yichsim etev agud kiben shiyom. Wow.